A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Even if there was no other verse in the Bible, even if this was itself the Old and New Testament, and it was bound by the Bible covers, this is actually enough. Of course, the Lord knows why he gave us so much more to explain this very key verse. There are a number of key verses in the Bible. This is one of them. Christ was made to become sin. We need to understand this. It was only possible because, as it says, he knew no sin. He was sinless. He was the perfect Lamb of God. As the whole Passover had explained for thousands of years, take a spotless lamb. Christ was our spotless lamb. He was our Passover lamb. And in his sinless state, God made him to be sin. It's not just that Christ carried our sins. It's not just that he bore our guilt, as true as all of that is. But it went even further than that. He identified with us so closely that he became sin. This is so astounding. We cannot find words to express it. Just imagine that Christ, who had never known sin, the only way to save us sinners was to become so like us in our sinful state. Not just the specific sins, but the sinner. In other words, we are so bound by sin, so full of evil, so full of wickedness, there was no way out, no way to heaven, but by Christ becoming the substitutional Lamb of God. He bore our sins. Yes, he became sin, he who knew no sin at all. He identifies with the sinner that he doesn't just say, I will carry your sins for you. Although that is perfectly true, but I will be the sinner. I will be you. And that, dear friends, is the way out. That is what Paul says throughout this chapter about having good courage and this ministry of reconciliation which we now have. If you've received this and you have put your faith in him, turned from your sin because he's given you the way out, then you too have this wonderful ministry of reconciliation.